Blog Talk Radio.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel. And never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool, so I went for the road. It at an all-night bar, wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Overheard to say, be cool, stay cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
Yes, absolutely a crazed man. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a party book. But surely we all struggle with keeping our cool. How you doing today? It's Saturday. Time is 5:03. And our subject for today is polar bear hunting. But before we get into polar bear hunting, I'll read you a quick blog from Joe Miller, who has a nice website, and it's all political, and it's all conservative. Dear friend of liberty, earlier this week, the Senate, in almost a straight party line vote, the communists always vote straight party line, comrade. There's no deviation. Chose to end the filibuster with regards to most presidential nominees. This shocking power grab strips the ability of the minority power to provide a check to elevating those to positions of authority in the executive or the judicial branch who lack the qualifications, temperament, or respect for the liberties of all Americans to hold such positions of trust. Our judges no longer rule according to the Constitution. They rule from the bench. You could say this is probably the equivalent of Hitler putting his brown shirts in the courts. Though voting, and you never know what they're going to do. You can't expect them, you can't count on them to rule according to the Constitution. They all have political vendettas against the American people. They're not to be trusted. A judge is only a lawyer in a black robe, and we all know what lawyers are like. Okay, so let me see here. this shocking power grab. Okay, though voting to end this right of the minority, which dates back to the mid-19th century, is deplorable, no one should be too surprised given the unprecedented pattern of the abuse of power seen under the reign of the Mahdi. The Mahdi of Kenya, with its willing accomplices in the Democrat is an old word, communist-controlled Senate. Harry Reid and Mark Begich. Where will it end? Will Congress hold those responsible to account? You know what? If they lose in the upcoming election, they lose control of the Senate, before the new Senate is installed, the new senators are installed and the balance of power shifts back to the Republicans, they will repeal this law that they just passed, because knowing that there will be the majority in the next go-around, they will want the odds stacked once again in their favor. Where will this end? Will Congress hold those responsible to account? If the past is any indication, we can say with confidence that the Washington establishment will once again turn a blind eye to the blatant and systematic abuse of power. Let me tell you something. These people have no respect for the American people. All they do is use them to get elected, and then once they got their hand on the control of government, that's it. Screw everybody, both Democrats and Republicans. But the Democrats, the former Democrats, the new Communist Party, they are the most obnoxious, and they do not like their boss. They do not like this country. Oh, the Democrats are for the little guy. When they were in the Klan, were they for the little guy? Where do you think the Klan came from? Came from the Democrat Party. Yes. As a matter of fact, Kliegel passed away, and he was Robert Byrd, and he was from, was it West Virginia? And he used the N-word on the floor of the Senate within the last couple of years of office. He got up there and said the N-word, and all the Democrats applauded, including the black ones. Yeah, because they toed a line, man. When it's party time, they toed a line. Here's another blog. Let's see what this one says. Lindsey Graham said what? South Carolina, you got to get rid of this guy. You can find better than Lindsey Graham. Let's see what this is. Right and free. This is a guy running for the Senate. His name is Bill Connor. I know how the Democrats will get him. They'll say he's a relative of Bull Connor. Yeah, and that his wife is a trollop, because if you're a Republican woman, you're nothing but a tramp. How do we beat Lindsey Graham? How many times have you heard on a TV or radio that Lindsey Graham said or did something that shocked you as a Republican? And then you can check on YouTube and how do we beat Lindsey Graham, and they'll tell you the whole story. Okay, so this guy's with Ted Cruz. He wants to defund Obamacare. I say scrap it, start all over again. When Nancy Pelosi told you, sign the bill and then we'll find out what's in it, that was your heads up. Jerk, do not sign that bill, and you did it anyway. And therefore, you are now in a mess that you wish you were not in. So the only way to do this is when, just like when you're playing and you're getting bad hands at cards, you say, give me a fresh deck. You start over again. And let the American people know, if you don't understand it as an American citizen, what's in this bill, it should never have been written. It has to be written for all Americans, not just for attorneys. Attorneys do not run this country, even though they think they do. So having said that, South Carolina, you need a Francis Marion. You don't need a Lindsey Graham. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Never eat this carb, but we don't care. We're carb hunters here. Obamacare can't be fixed and defunded. We know that already. We know that already. Oh, you can get 50 caliber bullets made into bottle openers if you want. Yeah. You can gain an audience on online publishing, French cooking, Bordeaux style. Yeah, I could never finish the meal. The bottle would be empty. Yeah. Read your message before it gets deleted. How to apply for a VA loan. Yes, that's wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, somebody sent me something. Happy Thanksgiving. Want to hear what it's about? This is from, okay, a little early, but so are Christmas decorations in the stores. Happy birthday, and they have a picture of a turkey holding up a sign, you only love us for our breasts. And then there's a woman looking for a turkey under the kitchen sink, and the turkey is standing on top of a table with a lampshade on its head. And then there's a farmer, and he's got an axe, and he's going out to get the turkey a dinner, and all the turkeys are going moo. Yeah. And then there's the lion and from The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy and the Tin Man. And I meant to pass me the stuffing from the turkey, and they passed out the stuffing from the scarecrow. I love Thanksgiving. It's the one day that big thighs are a good thing. Happy Thanksgiving. And there's two turkeys defeathered, and they're laying on the beach. And one says to the other, you better get out of the sun, Ralph, and looks like you're dead, you're done. So, and he's got one of those plump buttons that, you know, the cooking buttons that popped out. May your stuffing be tasty, may your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravy never have a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs. So, it's kind of cute. Didn't set me on fire. Let me go back to a tune, and then we'll reorganize and we'll attack you once again. Let's see if we got a nice tune here for you. Oh, you want to hear the tune they played at my wedding? You know, the year that I got married, you could go to any hall, any banquet facility, and the band only knew one song. And here's the song.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. Thank you.
keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing and weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. No one else could love you more.
How you doing? Okay, we're back. Here's a little report on late-breaking news. The crack-smoking Toronto mayor has a higher approval rating than Obama. And I don't believe the approval rating that the media is giving us. I think he's around 22%. So having said that, let me see what else we got. Polar bear hunting was the topic of my blog tonight, my show tonight. And I'm sure you have seen by now, if you're watching Fox, because the other media, communist media stations won't show you, but there is a rash of racial white hunting by black teenagers and adults. And what they do is they like to sucker punch the helpless. So they'll single out a white person, and they will knock him unconscious with one punch. And they call this polar bear hunting, because polar bears are white. This is wonderful. What really is sad when they cold cock a guy is when they do it to a woman. And recently in Washington, D.C., a New York congresswoman was coming home from dinner, and she got a polar bear. And she was Chinese-American, and not only was she polar bear, she was robbed. And I'm sure her liberal days are almost over. She'll probably need another polar bear hunt, and that'll bring her over the edge, if she was a liberal. But from New York, what else do we get here? Huh? We don't have... You know what somebody said to me one time? He goes, guess how many Italians are in the mafia throughout the country? And I said, I have no idea. He says, 8,000. He says, guess how many liberal communists are downtown in Manhattan? I says, I have no idea. He says, 800,000. Yeah, so New York's reputation is suckier and suckier. We got a governor who's crazy. The guy says that you don't need 10 rounds to kill a deer. What does he know? What does he know? Suppose the deer has a gun. How are we going to defend ourselves? Yeah. It's not about the deer hunting. That's what the communists tell you. They say, look, you know, nobody deer hunts deer anymore. You don't need that gun. Give the gun to Hassan. Hussein Obama. Give him the gun. Give the president the gun. The president will protect you. Last time I heard that, the guy named Adolf Hitler was telling people in Germany they didn't need guns either, and that they had the SS to protect them. But what he didn't tell them was that the SS could also lock them up and send them away, never to return. How sad. How really, really sad. Okay. So we're talking about guns and polar bear hunting, and I've seen some poor, helpless women take some terrible shots. And I did a blog last night telling girls, you got to get guns. You got to go take an NRA course and do everything legal. If you're from New York, it's going to be hard for you to get a license to carry. You're going to have to get professional people who know how to apply for permits to get you your gun. But you can get it, because there still is a Second Amendment, and no matter how many people ignore it, you have rights. You still have rights. And one of them is the right to remain silent. Yeah, like in prayer. They now do a moment of silence because they don't want to hear any prayers. We'll do a moment of silence and shut those Christians up. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Yep. And an Orthodox Jewish guy also got polar bad, and he was in Brooklyn in the 66th precinct, and the cops, he had nothing but praise for the police department. How quick they came. How quick they came. Did they get the guys? I think they did. I think three of them, if my facts are right, that three of them were Latino and one was a crazy Mongolian. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You wait till the polar bears are not the only ones that go hunting or being hunted. Wait till everybody's being hunted. Everybody will get their turn in the barrel. What goes around does come around. So the other polar bear hunting that is taking place is by Eric Holder, and the polar bears are all in Mexico. Eric Holder smuggled a 2,200 weapons of destruction into Mexico, resulting in the killing of between 50 and 70,000 Mexicans. But it's hidden in the press. They don't want you to know that. And the Mexican government isn't saying boo because they're afraid that Eric Holder is going to arm the communists to take over the country. So they're hostages. The Mexican government is hostage to Eric Holder. And Eric Holder should be impeached. And you never heard about the 50 to 70,000 dead Mexicans. 2,200 guns that go into action kill more than one border guard. And I also had a thought for today. You know, they always talk about Lee Harvey Oswald, and the communists said, yes, Lee Harvey Oswald was an expert marksman. He was trained in the U.S. Marine Corps. And you know those Marines, they're all gun crazy. But he killed Kennedy with a Mannlicher Carcano, a rifle that he mail-ordered, supposedly got in the mail, for $14.95. And question is, no matter how proficient you are with Marine Corps rifles, which probably at the time was the M1, you have to practice with it. Where did he practice with his Mannlicher Carcano? Did he practice in Russia? He was there for a while. He married a beautiful girl. She was the daughter of a KGB colonel. You don't think the Soviets are going around bumping off people and, like popes. Okay, so I just thought I would throw that out there. If you want to see the sadness of Eric Holder's gun running, Google this lady's name, Maria Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, Garostieta, G-O-R-R-O-S-T-I-E-T-A. Her husband was the mayor of a small Mexican town, and he stood against the narco terrorists who may have received guns from Eric Holder. And they were in a car, him and his wife, and the terrorists stopped the car and shot the both of them. She survived, her husband died. So what did she do? Now she's the mother. Maybe she has two children, I think. And now she's got, her husband is gone. And now she has to protect our family. She's the only one left to protect our family. So what do you think she does? She runs for her husband's office as mayor. And she stands up against the narco terrorists. And I have a picture of Maria Santos Gorostieta after she was shot the first time. She is a beautiful woman. She's got bullet holes and she's got a colostomy bag now in her stomach. So, what do you think happened to Maria Santos Gorostieta? She was taking her kid to school, and they stopped the car, and they dragged her out, and her last words were, "Please don't hurt my daughter." And they shot her, maybe with Eric Holder guns, and they mutilated her body. And that's life in Mexico. You're going there on you're going to go there? Are you going on vacation? Yeah. Well, don't worry. Pretty soon, all of Mexico will be here. As soon as legalized drugs sweeps the land, they won't have to run the Rio Grande Decathlon anymore. They're all going to come up here. They're going to work the fields. They're going to work in the government forests. Yes. And they'll be competing against the 25% sales tax. Yeah. Wait till you see what you unleashed. I have a saying, it's the first time in history that a nation voted itself into oblivion. Unbelievable. Okay, there's a couple of YouTube websites, YouTube sites that you might like to see. Because the Pledge of Allegiance is under attack by the communists, I have a YouTube video. I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. You'll like it if you love this country. And then I have YouTube American Crossroads, because once the cross comes down, the flag comes down next. And then I have a reminder on who hates America, and it's the Democrat Party, which is now the Communist Party. And this YouTube video is called Flag Burners of Record. And there are 48 senators who voted to burn the flag, including Mitch McConnell and Fred Thompson, the conservative, and 125 Viet Congress mice who also voted to burn the flag. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. So, and then you know about the school board in South Dakota that couldn't find 10 seconds to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I also made the comment that a lot of school boards are welcoming the attacks on their region by the ACLU, because it gives them an opportunity to say, we can't fight the ACLU, we don't have the money, so therefore we're banning the flag and the cross. But they're really welcoming it, because they're part of the same movement. So, I think that the school board in South Dakota should be taken to the closest military cemetery and made to spend 10 seconds at each grave. Now, on November the 5th, at Hill Air Force Base, the Assistant Defense Secretary destroyed the morale of the troops. I could not believe it. It reminded me of a swearing-in of a new American citizen of color in New York, and the government representative told the people that the whites hate you. Off they went into America expecting to be discriminated against. This representative of the government was a communist. No A Pluribus Unum speech, just another Obama lie. Fast forward to Hill Air Force Base, Utah, where a crowd of military and civilian personnel are standing at attention. They are being addressed by Hagel's assistant secretary. Does he say the relaxing words, "At ease, men"? No. Instead, he tells the crowd that sequestration is mandatory and they all have to do more with less. The rest of the speech was made up of depressing apologies. The civilian contractors are great, but some of you have to go. That's what he said. You commissary moms putting back 2 packs of Jell-O on the shelf this payday now have to put back 4 packs of Jell-O. What a depressing speech. Nothing uplifting with hope for tomorrow. I heard. I wish I could say more, but my time is up and I have to jump in the limo, catch a plane back to the Graft House for tonight's cocktail party and rock concert with Lady Gaga as she does her dance impersonation of Washington at Valley Forge. I finally realized why he made them all stand at attention. It was to prevent them from charging the podium. The speech ends and two hands are slowly clap. What he should have said is we are cutting down the size of our military. The president has already relieved 200 officers of their duties. Their names were taken from a list that Valerie Jarrett got from Comrade Putin. I felt so sorry for those troops. Can you imagine what they really think as they look at the American flag that 48 senators voted to burn? Do you think Patton would give a speech like that? So let's tally the Obama battle score. His party of death has lost the entire Middle East. John Kerry takes his orders from the Soviet counterpart. Anytime you see John Kerry sitting with his Soviet counterpart, you look at that Soviet guy. He's heads above Kerry. He outdistances Kerry in performance. The nuke race is on. Saudi Arabia is buying nukes from Pakistan and does not trust the USA. Israel does not trust the USA. Every former ally does not trust the USA. Japan will be forced to go nuclear as China becomes more of a bully. Obama has hidden the KIA count in Afghanistan. He classifies dead Americans as NATO troops, and the lying Obama media covers up for him. The communist press hides the bodies. He's up to 2,300, and every jihadi in the Muslim world is booking flights to come into Pakistan, Afghanistan, for the giant Clinton-Mogadishu runout. If Obama can leave a four to die in Benghazi, and the guy that pointed out bin Laden in Pakistan, he can leave a country to die. To the team at Hill Air Force Base, the real reason you are frozen in pay is because fat pigs in D.C. are lining their pockets and buying votes and inside trade stock in Iranian banks. Words mean little when apologists lie. Thank you for your service, and thanks to your spouses and children who are the main reason you serve. Secretary Hagel does not need an assistant. There is one paycheck that can go into the 50 caliber room. Stay safe. Help is on the way. We are going to pay them back next election. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a tune. And from the tune, we will... Hanukkah's coming up. I got to give a salute to the originals. Oh. If you can guess the name of that singer, I'll buy you an ice cream. Can you guess the name of that singer? How about Al Jolson? That's a rare tune by Al Jolson. Probably it's a collector's item. I was lucky to be able to download it from somebody's website. And if you need it, send me an email. If you'd like to have it, I'll send a copy. How could you let the PBS, a terrorist, walk all over you on your own show? You're not up to date on the facts. The Bush posse got us into two wars to stop New York from burning again. Obama bin Laden got us into four wars without congressional approval for the last two. Wait till you see his run out from Afghanistan. Under Bush in Afghanistan, killed in action count was 461 in 8 years. Obama is already over 2,300. God knows how many wounded. We never should have went to Libya and attempted to bluff Syria. He has lost the entire Middle East. Now he's at war with Egypt and Israel. He's up to six wars. What's next, France? And then comes Christianity? Obama hides the body count in Afghanistan. He classifies Americans as NATO troops, and I don't know if you heard the word yet. He's no longer going to let the press be privy to information. He's going to do it through his own press. Yeah. Oh, no, he's not an Islamo-Camo. He's a real American. He's a real American, but he's not a great American like Sean Hannity. A lot of people hate that when they hear that, a great American. You're a great American. They can't stand it. And they hate flag pin wearers. They hate them with a passion. Did you ever see a flag pin on O'Reilly? Doesn't wear one. And if you ask them, I know the answer you'll get. I don't have to wear a flag pin to show my patriotism. That's the left's answer. That's like calling for a moment of silence at a JFK ceremony when JFK was gunned down. There was two priests at his gurney, and they gave him the last rites. Why didn't they reenact the last rites of the Catholic Church that day? A moment of silence is to shut you up, comrade. Beware of people who call for a moment of silence instead of a moment of prayer. There are prayers that are non-denominational that everybody could enjoy, but they don't want to hear that. They want to hear a moment of silence. There's a movie coming out, and it has to do with Hitler burning books. You think Hitler was the only one that burned books? How about Common Core, rewriting American history? How about Walmart putting the Bible under the category fiction? How's that? You don't think you're losing your country? Yeah, I said it earlier. This is the only nation that voted to destroy itself. Obama hides the body count in Afghanistan. He left four to die in Benghazi and could be hiding a survivor from the press. He has relieved the 200 military officers of their combat roles, including a general who was ready to go to Benghazi and an admiral who turned the fleet closer to Benghazi. We don't even know what country this guy is from. Who has their homework sealed at school records? Oh, Juan Williams was the guy that walked on the show. Juan has a short memory. When he got the boot at the Al-Qaeda PBS network and was allowed to lick his wounds at Fox, he continued to work for PBS. In Juan's defense, I must say, he has never removed his flag pin at any time. There are sunshine conservatives who fault the wearing the pin. Juan is true to his flag. It'll be a sad day when the communists remove it as they blindfold him under the Free Speech Act. Yes. So, having said that, I give you another tune. And this one's going to be for all the GIs who are going to get out of Afghanistan.
And the question is, should they all get out? And do we really need to leave 10,000 behind to be what? Targets every day?
An article by a guy named Michael Maloof. He's a staff writer of the WorldNet Daily and G2 Bulletin, and is a former senior security policy secretary of defense. And it starts off, Washington, the extraordinarily large number of senior military officials being relieved of duty during the Obama administration. 9 generals and flag officers this year alone, and close to 200 senior officers over the last 5 years. So that's 40 a year. Is part of the creation of a compliant officer class, according to a U.S. Army intelligence official. Since WorldNet Daily's ongoing coverage of what some top generals are openly calling a purge of senior military officers who run afoul of Obama bin Laden or his agenda, some military personnel have been speaking out. According to a veteran Army intelligence official who spoke to WND under anonymity, there is within the armed forces a major concern that a compliant officer class is being created by the Obama administration. So much so, he said, it's becoming harder and harder to find senior officers with a pair of balls in the military. Now, that would say no to anything. Maybe at the rank of major or below, and possibly there are some special operations forces, but to make colonel and higher is all politics, he said. To underscore, you know what, I loved in the movie Patton, he came upon one of his units that couldn't cross a stream because the Germans were on the other side. And he said, what's the holdup? And the commanding officer said, sir, they were receiving a lot of resistance. He turned to a private that was standing next to the commander, and he said, what's your name? And the guy gives him his name. He goes, "You're now in charge of this outfit. I want you over that stream in 10 minutes."
Right? And that's the way it should be done. To underscore this concern, the official said almost no public concern was expressed by officers to the recent repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy or the decision to allow women in frontline combat. Oh, man, I tell you, when the going gets tough, it's going to be bloody. It is really going to be bloody. It's going to be real sad. There are going to be horror stories you're not going to believe. I didn't read one piece of resistance to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, and I haven't seen one peep about females in the infantry, he said. His comments echo those of retired generals who have expressed alarm over the high rate of dismissals of high-ranking officers in the communist Obama administration. With the word communist is there, I put it there. Retired Army Major General Patrick Brady, a recipient of the U.S. military's highest decoration, the Medal of Honor, told WND, "Obama's agenda is decimating the morale of the U.S. ranks." That's what he's doing. This is right out of the Soviet playbook, to the point that members no longer feel prepared to fight or have a desire to win. There is no doubt that he, Obama, is intent on emasculating the military and will fire anyone who disagrees with him over such issues as homosexuals, women in foxholes, the Obama sequester, said Brady, former president of the CMH Society. Do you know a Congressional Medal of Honor winner can go to any military base and demand a parade? Not only are military service members being demoralized and the ranks' overall readiness reduced by the Obama administration's purge of key leaders, but colonels, those lined up in rank to replace outgoing generals, are quietly taking their careers in other directions. Just remember McChrystal. Remember how they busted McChrystal? McChrystal was a combat general in the Afghanistan war zone. He was the commander of the Afghanistan war zone, a combat general. This guy is a fighting general. They took him down on Bite Me Biden. And the guy who was in the bar in Paris when that was said wrote for the not Screw magazine. And not the Village Voice. There's another one. And he was a writer that actually destroyed McChrystal. And McChrystal got no sympathy because there's only less than 1% of guys who put their lives on the line for the military. Everybody else is a draft dodger. Let's face it, if I walked into a college classroom tomorrow and said, "Fellas, there's a nuke war, it's just started, everybody here has been drafted, and just get on the trucks downstairs, we're going to basic training," you'd see the windows open and guys flying out. Yeah. And protests, they up would come the protest signs. "We're for peace, we're for peace." Yeah. So, retired Army Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, who was a founding member of Delta Force and later Deputy Undersecretary of Defense under G.W. Bush, says it is worrying that four-star generals are being retired at the rate that has occurred under Obama. "Over the past 3 years, it is unprecedented for the number of four-star generals to be relieved of duty and not necessarily relieved for cause," Boykin said. "I believe there is a purging of the military." This is most serious, my friends. You have no idea. Americans live in a bubble. They have no idea what takes place in the real world. All they know is what that college professor wearing the Mao hat and the Che Guevara T-shirt is telling them. They have no idea what's going on in the real world. They are cherry. I believe there is a purging of the military. The problem is worse than we have ever seen. Boykin said the future of the military is becoming increasingly concerning because of the departure of its leaders who declined to jump onto Obama's agenda, which critics have described as socialist. Socialist is a nice word for communist. Liberal is a nice word for communist. Progressive is a nice word for communist. Hollywood actor. Let me see here. I talk to a lot of folks who don't support where Obama's taking the military, but in the military they can't say anything, Boykin said. And Obama knows that, and the communists know that. Valerie Jarrett knows that. David Axelrod knows that. The State Department knows that. A lot of communists in the State Department. They've been there since the 40s. Yep. It's the State Department that gave China to Mao Zedong. Oh, I don't believe that. You know, when you're in the McCarthyite, one guy stood up against the communist, the power of the Communist Party in the United States, and they destroyed him. One guy had the culones to call a commie. Yeah. There's a book I'm reading. One day when I gain most of the knowledge that's contained therein, I will give you a recap, and I'm going to open your eyes. It is really sad. Communism was fashionable. Yes, we went to the cocktail parties, and we passed the Grey Poupon mustard, and we talked about the oppression of the poor. Yes. What this country needs is a good revolution, and of course I'll be on top, won't I? Yeah. That's right, comrade, you'll be on top of the body pile. As a consequence, he said, the lower grades therefore have decided to leave, having been given the signal that there is no future in the military for them. Regarding compliance with the new social order in the military, the Army intelligence official told WorldNet Daily that as far as women in combat is concerned, he is pretty sure Army officers will cheat to make sure one gets through basic training, as opposed to the Marine Corps, which tends to be the last to lower its standards. But they, too, will lower its standards. I believe, I heard there's a woman in charge of Paris Island, or was in charge of Paris Island. Yeah. Okay. Let me see if we got everything here and getting ready to go to fight the Taliban. Let's see. I've got my rifle. I've got my knapsack. I've got the sanitary napkins. Yeah. Yes. I've got wheat germ. Without going too far down the rabbit hole, he said, I can tell you, having been in the infantry, that basic training isn't a big deal. Where the females are going to get damaged is during the field training exercises and or combat deployments. The point has been debated hotly as Obama moves women into all parts of the military. Obama supporters call for equal effort assessments for women and men doing the same physical stress tests, while critics call for equal results, which is crucial for war. As a result, he said the Army is reevaluating physical fitness test standards that will accommodate all genders, meaning lowering the standards. A guy told me a story today. His buddy went to take the test for the police department, and he's Italian. So in checking the boxes, he decided to check black, African-American. He was called for the police department in 3 weeks. And when he showed up, they challenged him about his blackness. And he said, no, I'm not black. And they said, oh, you're a wise guy. All right, go and wait until we call you. They called him 3 years later. How's that? As a consequence, he said the Army is reevaluating physical fitness standards to accommodate all genders,
He also pointed out, without going too far down the rabbit hole, he said, I can tell you, having been in the infantry, that basic training isn't a big deal. It's when they go to combat. He also pointed out that the Army is pushing to get rid of toxic leadership. They're even talking about a 360-degree evaluation system for officers, where the troops get a say on the officers' performance. I believe it's a congressman in Washington State, a woman, just got elected to office running on the Socialist Party. And do you know what one of her first speeches was? Calling for the workers of Boeing to rise up and seize the factory. Yeah, we're all going to have chocolate pudding on Wednesdays. I guess that's the long way of saying probably a lot of officers need to be relieved. The concept was outlined in a 2005 strategy research project paper at the U.S. Army War College at Carlisle Barracks in Pennsylvania. It examined the issue of destructive leadership styles, which apparently the Army believes continues to exist in its officers' ranks and would be subject to purging. Well, the Soviets, what they always had was they had an information officer who was actually a spy on the men to keep an eye on radicals, you know, like the ones that pray, the ones that say the pledge. The paper authored by Colonel Denise F. Williams identified characteristics of toxic leadership to include incompetence, malfunctioning, maladjusted, sense of inadequacy, malcontent, egotism, arrogance, selfish values, avarice, and greed, amongst others. Saying Jesus in a chapel. Yeah, Denise Williams. The Army Times recently cited toxic leadership as referring. You know what? You notice how these communist buzzwords pop up all the time? In one case, which it called bizarre, a Navy commander was fired after subordinates complained that he poked them in appalling, inappropriate places with his flashlight. A retort from one reader was that I would never make it in this kinder, gentler army. I wonder what happened to Mission First. We won our war, and a war hasn't been won since. The only thing toxic in my day was gas. Boykin also told WorldNet Daily that the rate of dismissals has approached 200 in the past 5 years. And many of the officers have been relieved for no given reason. Morale is at an unprecedented low, Boykin said, which brings up the question, Obama plans to leave 10,000 Afghanis. 10,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Should we do that? Should we leave one American in Afghanistan? Why, to secure it in case we got to go back? We can go back. We don't need to secure it. To protect that the people that supported us are all going to be executed? Well, that's a beau geste, but that'll never be the case. They'll let those people die anyway, even with American troops there. Not allowed to come out of the camp. And besides, we have the gay pride parade today. And we don't want these Afghanis seeing our weakness. Yeah, this sentiment was echoed by the gay pride parade, I'm told, took place in the Iraqi embassy a while back. If that's true, just ask yourself one question. Sunnis are killing Shia just for being Shia. Homosexuality is haram in the religion of the Muslim world. Now, if a Muslim saw Americans having a gay pride parade in the Iraqi embassy,
That night at the Diwaniya, he is going to tell 100 people. And 100 people are going to tell 10,000 people. And Americans are going to pay for it. There will be a bus with bombs on it just for that reason alone. This sentiment was echoed by a Coast Guard Reserve member who told WorldNet Daily he'll be retiring soon. Officers want to train for war but are not allowed to because of other distractions such as allowing openly homosexual personnel in the military, the integration of women into the infantry, and the rules of engagement that favor political correctness over our ability to fight and win. Bring them all home, boy. Bring them all home. Bring them all home. Bring them all home. Morale is at an unprecedented low. I spend most of my drills doing online training things like diversity and preventing sexual harassment these days. It's becoming a joke. This country is in trouble. This country is being served up. It is being served up to be destroyed. Obama was supposed to be the great healer. He's the great divider. There are more splinter groups in the United States than in the Balkans. And everybody who came here to live the dream is going to soon have a nightmare. And the most naive are the ones who think everything is hunky-dory. And they're the ones that couldn't believe 9-1-1. But they're the same ones that blame Bush for going to Iraq to verify that Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. They condemned him for that. But in the liberation of Kuwait, they condemned his father for not going to Iraq. And then when Bush went to Iraq, they condemned him for going too far. His father didn't go far enough, and he went too far. These are porridge people that are running this country. Mine is too hot. These people stand in the bread line and demand toast. But most flag and general officers are following orders, keeping their heads down, and in my opinion, letting down the troops. These reports include confirmation from Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness, who says Obama has done great damage to the military by taking away resources and imposing heavy burdens of social experimentation. In my time, if you were gay, you kept your mouth shut about it. And in World War II, and after World War II, you could be arrested for performing sodomy. And you would do jail time. During the Reagan administration, Donnelly was appointed by Deputy Secretary Caspar Weinberger to the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services. There have been 9 cases alone this year of commanding officers and generals being removed from their posts. Several retired generals have accused the Obama administration of a purge and have linked removals to political and social agendas. You're in a communist country, and the party in power is the Communist Party. They call themselves Democrats. There's nothing Democrat about them. Harry Truman would never do any of this. Not even JFK would do any of this. So you lost your country, and you're never getting it back. It's now being shared by people who aren't even citizens. Former Florida Congressman Alan West, who has also expressed alarm over the exit of top-level military officers and is now calling for congressional oversight hearings, and what he calls an alarming trend of dismissals and firings of high-ranking military officers by the Obama administrations, firings that in a number of cases appear to be political. West, who as congressman served in the House Armed Services Committee, said he recently had been in contact with committee chairman Buck McKeon, calling for hearings to determine exactly why so many have been given the boot. There's going to be no transparency.
And you know what the final answer is when they get caught? We're turning this over to the FBI.
That's like saying, show me where the wastebasket is, and I can hit it from here. Okay. Our time is up. Let's see if we can give you an exit tune. Exit tune. I'm going to give you a little Brazilian tune.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Danço meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é de baixo da saia.
Saia que eu vou, é debaixo da saia que eu tô, é debaixo que eu vou.